Receiving to give. The study of the Bible in our schools will give the students special advantages. Those who receive into their hearts the holy principles of truth will work with increasing energy. No circumstances can alter their determination to attain to the highest possible standard. And that which they have received they will impart to others. As they themselves drink from the fountain of living water, from them will flow living streams to bless and refresh others. The diligent Bible student will constantly increase in knowledge and discernment. His intellect will grasp elevated subjects and lay hold of the truth of eternal realities. His motives of action will be right. He will use his talent of influence to help others to understand more perfectly their God-given responsibilities. His heart will be a wellspring of joy as he sees success attend his efforts to impart to others the blessings he has received. The talent of knowledge, sanctified and put to use in the Master's service, is never lost. A self-sacrificing effort to do good will be crowned with success. We are laborers together with God. The Lord will cooperate with the human worker. To him is to be given the praise and the glory for what we are able to accomplish. The Lord is dishonored by the deterioration or the perversion of the talents he has entrusted to men. It is the duty and the privilege of the Christian to improve his talents. Christ gave his life to purchase for men the privilege of being co-workers with God. Yet thousands who have received much light and many opportunities do not grasp the blessings that are within their reach. That education only is wholesome and essential which leads to a knowledge of the value that God has placed upon mankind. The students in our schools are to be taught that they are of value in the sight of God, that they have been bought with an infinite price. They should be made to realize the importance of putting to a right use every faculty of the being. They are to put on Christ, then all their powers will be used in persevering, taxing labor in his service. The students are to be taught to help those who need encouragement. As they seek to help others, they themselves will grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and their efficiency will be increased. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Christians will fulfill the purpose of God for them only as they increase in knowledge and return to him in earnest service the gifts they have received.